here in Indianapolis at the Scouting Combine with a man who knows just a little bit about the quarterback position, Rich Gannon. Rich, today or this weekend, they're going to go out there and throw. How important is it to see these guys side by side by side competing out there?
Oh, I think it's important. I think you want to see the ball come out of their hand. I think you want to see their arm talent. I think you want to see them compete. And more importantly, the physical is going to be really important. But I think the opportunity to spend some time with them, that 15-minute interview that each of the teams get with the top prospects, I think is really important, a chance to get to know them a little bit and put them through the ringers.
9-inch hand size, is that a deal breaker to you?
No, I have small hands, so I don't think so. I think, you know, you watch the way that the quarterback throws the football. You watch it, how it comes out of his hands. That you go back and watch the college tape of maybe some games, bad weather games, and see how he handled the wind or rain or snow or sleet, whatever it is. That's important, particularly playing in a city like Cleveland and in a division like that where you got to play outdoors against Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore.
When you think about the way that the NFL game has evolved, what are the most important traits in a quarterback in the 2016 National Football League?
Well, we can get carried up about the spread and all these different offenses that these guys play in, but at the end of the day, I think it comes down to a couple of real key intangibles. Toughness at that position is paramount. Great leadership skills, the ability to overcome adversity, high football IQ, a guy that can handle a lot of volume, handle a different game plan. You know, Hugh Jackson's going to give these quarterbacks a lot of freedom and flexibility at the line of scrimmage in his system to get out of protections, change plays. You want a guy that can handle that and absorb that type of volume, and you know, a guy that's not going to be overwhelmed by the enormity of the situation of going to a place like Cleveland and trying to, you know, make that part of his legacy, turning that organization around.
What are your thoughts if you've gotten to do some study on Jared Goff and Carson Wentz?
I like both of them. I mean, I think this next couple months will really determine, you know, who goes in front of the other. I think both will be first-round picks. You know, Goff played in, obviously, the bigger conference. Both these guys have size. I think Goff's a guy that's going to get a little bit stronger, and once he gets into a good strength and conditioning program at this level. Carson Wentz is a really interesting player. I got a chance to watch a lot of him. I live in Minnesota. I follow that program pretty closely. And, you know, guy's a winner. And, you know, people say, well, he didn't play at the major college level in terms of the FBS. But, look, he won a lot of football games, shows great toughness, great grit. He's got really good arm talent to make all the throws. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. I'm pretty sure this one of them is going to wind up in Cleveland.